Welcome to another episode of Geeks of the Square Table, episode 71. I am your host, Lawrence of America, and to my left is the one, the only...
Gomer.
Adam.
Joshua.
G-cubed.
G-squared.
Heather.
Gomer.
Gomer. I was about to call you on that one. Like, did you have to think about your name?
I'm the Gomer from the Age of Apocalypse universe this week.
Yes, I am Gomer, yes.
Gomer. Next week, who knows?
Are you Groot?
Gomer. Next week, you could be Gomer.
Yeah, next week, you could be the Gomer.
Or the Gomer of Flashpoint Universe.
Yep. So
I think this conversation's a Gomer. Anyway.
It is. Yeah.
You could be the new 52 Gomer.
I'd have to wear different clothes. That's the only difference between me and my other counterparts. Yeah. I wear a different
uniform. Yeah. So DC announced movies all the way up to like 2020 or something, you know?
They did that a while back.
That was a long time ago.
And that's the thing, they didn't even really make it a public... It wasn't a public announcement. They did it in like...
It's a stockholder.
Yeah,
a
stockholder's meeting. Yeah. Which is weird.
What?
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, that actually makes sense.
Me
the
too.
Only reason I would care... What movies they have coming out.
If I wanted to buy stock.
Yes. If I was a stockholder, I would want to know that they had a schedule of movies.
But they don't really have the buzz and the hype surrounding their films as Marvel does.
But,
fans want to know that Marvel films are coming out in five, ten years.
So, other movie news, of course, it's looking like the Ghostbusters thing.
Yes.
Like, a bad joke actually turned into a movie idea, apparently.
I think the whole idea of Ghostbusters is a bad joke.
Well, no, the
that worked.
It actually started out, the idea of the all-girl Ghostbuster started out with some late-night talk show host asking Bill Murray if they were to do a new Ghostbusters, who would you pick?
And he picked all girls.
And he picked all girls.
Yes.
Well, and here's the thing. Gomer, me, and Gomer and me kind of had a conversation about this earlier, where if they're going to have an all-female cast, we weren't sure like if they were going to do it, like they were going to be scientific doctors like the original cast was, or if they were going to be like Ernie Hudson's character, where it's a guy just coming in off the street looking for a job.
I think they should do it just
if
like
they do. They may. I mean, from looks of the casting, I could, and just those types of people they have.
Could be like the...
It looks like they've kind of typecast people,
to be the descendants.
To be a reboot in a direct character.
I'm cool with a direct reboot with some changes here and there.
Just gender swapping the characters.
It has to be done right.
Are they going to have Melissa McCarthy's husband, who's always in the movies, play the role of the possessed... significant other, like they did in the first one?
No, I think they have her eyed for Dan Aykroyd's role.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And, of course, the sad thing is, the joke with Bill Murray suggesting the all-female cast, Melissa McCarthy was on his list, but Emma Stone was. I would have liked to see
Emma Stone. I don't think Emma Stone is funny enough to do it if they're doing full comedy.
I mean, I don't think Melissa McCarthy is.
She's
awesome. She's a comedic actress, though.
Yeah, but I don't see Melissa McCarthy being able to run up a flight of stairs like they did.
It's
like,
Hollywood magic.
No,
I'm just talking.
CGI.
I'm just talking like at the end of the first movie where they had to go up 40 flights of stairs.
Yeah, but you saw Dan Aykroyd.
They didn't actually go up those 40 flights of stairs.
I'm just saying.
It was one flight of stairs.
I know.
I want to see one person at this table admit that they could see Dan Aykroyd or
Bill Murray
run up 40 flights of stairs.
I would like to see anybody at this table go up those 40 flights of stairs.
I don't know. With the drugs they were doing in the 80s, they might have been able to make it.
With the proton packs. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, money may not be able to buy happiness, but it can buy cocaine. That brings happiness sometimes to certain people.
Now, as far as Melissa McCarthy, I've seen some of the movies that she's done, and she's amazing, and I really think she's going to be a great addition to the cast. Some of the others,
I just haven't seen enough from any of the people in there to give me any confidence on their sheer names alone.
Right.
I'm not saying they'll be bad or good, but... Those names mean nothing to me as far as... I'm not like, oh, well, that's going to be a good movie. No,
Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids, She was hilarious.
Well, I never saw Bridesmaids, so you have to give me the benefit of the doubt. All right, but whatever. But all right, but I did kind of think about this. If you're talking like from the movie character standpoint, if Spangler and Janine ever got together, the way Kristen Wiig looks, she could possibly play their daughter.
I could see that.
Because she's red. Because she's a redhead. She's tall.
I think that's a stupid way to go.
Yeah, but it may not be a great way to go,
but it could be pulled off if it was done correctly.
No, they could. I think they could pull it off any way they go.
Well, yeah.
But Annie is best with Rick Moranis.
Man, people are going to go see this damn thing.
Not with Spangler.
Huh?
Annie is best with Rick Moranis.
It's going to be a big seller.
That's who I'd like to see in the movie. Is a cameo by Rick Moranis, because I've not seen him in anything.
He just disappeared off the face of the
screen. He's just been ghosted.
Well, he retired. He retired.
And I think we should be good after this technical glitch.
Technical glitch. I think the ID10T problem.
Well, this is definitely going to be, you know, a few minutes in the editing room.
We're fine. That's the thing. This is raw and real.
Yeah, it's raw and real.
It's completely natural. You may have noticed a glitch here, a little bit of static in the first. Basically, the computer crashed, whatever.
Technology.
Larry's blaming on the computer. It's bloody. Okay. Something bad happened.
So,
basically,
I've started a new line of audio right in. Hopefully, I timed it just right so we don't overlap the start of it, you know, by a split second.
If not, it's
going to
sound awesome.
I'm sure it'll sound fine.
So, yeah, what are we talking? Ghostbusters? Anybody else want to say anything more about Ghostbusters?
I think it's going to be cool, epic comments.
I like Kristen Wiig.
She's
funny. I liked her in SNL.
Okay. I like everybody that got.
Yeah, like two of the people are at least
current SNL.
You know, SNL.
Current SNL.
So I guess if you're a fan of SNL, you will have.
Well, if you look at the original Ghostbusters cast,
they were all SNL. So.
It works for me, man. I'm excited. I enjoyed the originals, and
except
the second one with the walking stupid Statue of Liberty. Lame.
Yeah.
You put this goo in the Statue of Liberty, and then I'll get my NES power stick, and we'll drive the Statue of Liberty around New York.
All they needed was the power glove.
How was that any more stupid
than a walking marshmallow man?
Dude, because the walking marshmallow man was awesome.
It made sense
in the story.
It really did.
Defend the Marshmallow Man,
the epic rap battles, Mythbusters versus Ghostbusters, had a cameo by the State Puff Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah,
that
was pretty awesome.
The
story, you gotta think, if you accept the realm that there are ghosts and there's mythical beings and all this stuff, that the basic premise of the movie is...
Yeah.
And that one of them can create evil, creates the evil wish or whatever, you know, that gives us the same Pokemon. And it's one of those things.
I thought it was a documentary. First time I watched it.
There's less suspension of disbelief to see the State Park path. Marshmallow Man.
The State Park?
State Park Marshmallow Man.
Then there is to see.
It was a bad Statue of Liberty. It didn't even look like the Statue of Liberty walking around.
Yeah.
It looked like some Jim Henson
knockoff. Well, look, the CGI back then was not that great.
It was not CGI. No, it was a person dressed in a Statue of Liberty costume.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Which to me makes it much better.
It really does, but it's terrible. It's still terrible.
All right.
The next Pacific Rim. No CGI, just people.
Well, CGI just doesn't stand up the test of time.
Because computers get better.
All I'm saying is it worked for Godzilla, okay?
It did.
I'm just saying. Oh,
20 years ago,
well, you know,
for Godzilla.
That's the thing.
Kind of.
When you switch, that's the problem with digital filmmaking.
Here we go. And Larry just gives him the most evil sideways look, just screaming at him, going, "Shut up!"
He's the film freaking royalty. What's the word? Elite. Larry is the film elite.
The problem with digital filmmaking is that you're limited to the resolution constraints of the inherent device when you initially record it.
That's right.
That is not the issue with analog film. Now, while there are many numerous pluses to doing digital, you know, as far as cost and all that other
and
stuff.
And after effects. Doing effects after the post-production.
You can do all that with film.
But it's much easier in digital to do post-production.
It is.
Yeah, you just but feed it into a computer and say, finish my movie.
Unfortunately, that if you start, if you're an all-digital product, whenever they make the next upgrade and the resolution or whatever,
your shit looks like crap. Yeah.
Exactly, and that's the downfall. Yeah. You know, and that's why if you look at the.
Is that really a big deal though? If you start out in 1080p and then we get something better than 1080p, 1080p looks great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
Down the road.
You say that, but when was the last time you watched something on VHS?
Well, no, I watch stuff in regular definition. You know, standard definition. That's VHS. It looks like crap. I'm just saying, but 1080p.
Yeah, right.
But the honest, right, the honest truth of it is,
but 1080p
who wants
looks
to
like
look at somebody's
window
face and see the tip of their nose hair? Their
but
nose
you
hair.
Get
I'm
used
sorry
to watching stuff in 4K,
no,
you're going
to
think 1080 looks like crap.
I don't know. 1080p is like really looking out a window in some cases, man. It is. It's like looking at real.
All right.
Well, and how much more real can stuff look? It's starting to look so real it's fake.
Yeah, you know, all right. I agree with that. Yeah. Sometimes it's starting to get so defined. It's like, no, this looks like
I don't even
like
dream this vividly, man. Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, it's starting to look like a Final Fantasy, you know, real shot. It's like, what? It's like, God, just quit. Just
there's
let me play.
There's just too much computer generated crap now. Yeah. And you're sitting there like, why do we even have actors
have you
anymore
seen the ultra
when you have just computer generated?
Yeah, I mean, because if you look at the Final Fantasy cutscenes, they look like real people. It's like, we don't even have to have characters anymore. It's like
it's
that,
out there.
It's like that movie that Al Pacino was in about the computer-generated female character. Simone.
Her.
No, not her, Simone.
Her was
yeah.
The other dude
was Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Al Pacino was like in the. This movie was like
was
in the early 2000s. Yeah, it was a while ago. But you got to admit, like when they did that movie, like if you look back on it now, a lot of that is actually coming true because now we can make you know characters that look so much like real people. It's like
we don't need real people.
Yeah, we don't even need real
people.
We don't.
Why
well,
have
anymore
actors? I mean,
because who else is Hollywood going to write about? They can't write about a computer program.
And besides,
boring. Trust me, they're boring.
Yeah, and besides, do production companies really want to pay real people like hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars when they can just have some guy in a tech room make a character?
Yes, they do. Because you can say, my movie stars Tom Hanks, and people will go to see it just because it stars Tom
Yeah,
Hanks.
That may be true, but
in 20 years, it might not be true.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, but think about it. You have a character you can computer animate that becomes
Tom Megabyte.
Well, here is
it sounds
where
like a porn name. Weird porn name.
Yeah, all right. It does. It does.
All right. On the Simone thing, the Vocaloid anime singer, whatever, it did a tour, which is a totally generated character.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
weird.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's weird, dude.
They have 3D projection characters that can sing, whatever. And
but what's the difference between that and Disneyland?
Really
Disneyland's been doing that for 50
huge
years.
Right,
yeah.
Right, with mechanical anime. Well, now, with it being digital, they're less limited, you know.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying Tupac made it look cool, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Technology.
That's really awesome. Oh, man.
Yeah,
really?
The little Sebastian hologram thing in the Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Michael Jackson.
Now, bear in mind, though, that female character in the movie Simone, that was actually played by a Canadian actress.
Right. I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying, like, the storyline and the technology that
they
use is getting close to realistic.
The technology is there to make it completely 100% lifelike nowadays.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, the technology will be there eventually. But still, the way we'll see our celebrities go in the future will not be big media studios. Because
I think we'll still need people.
We will have people, but what
like
I'm
actors
saying
we'll
is
still have voiceovers.
Actors.
Not we'll even that.
Actors.
I think we'll still have actors. I think people still want to see people on the screen. They still want to see real live people on TV.
Yeah.
And on,
all right,
on
and I understand
screen
that. But that's not. We're not going to get that from big studios. We're going to get animations and like that from the big studios.
You don't think that
where we're
still
gonna see our celebrities come from is self-producing. People who do YouTube.
Well, how long down the road, though?
It's starting already.
Yeah, I think really. It is starting already, but you're not looking at any of the Oscar pictures, you know. Even Oscar winners and nominees, there's like no computer special effects in those at all. There still are a whole lot of movies that don't use any computers at all to make those stuff. I'm just saying, I think we're a long way off from that. I mean, if you look at Final Fantasy The Spirits Within, right? Everyone touted that as, oh, it's the next step in making people
obsolete.
Yeah. Well, right? Yeah, and that was what, 15 years ago?
I don't think people will be obsolete.
Actors and voice.
No, I'm just saying you're going to see less celebrities generated by the studio.
Well,
it used to be they would take someone... Yeah. They would sign them to a contract, and they would make them a celebrity.
Okay, I hear you.
Now we're going to see more people putting themselves out there, making them themselves celebrities.
I can see that. That's the internet.
That's where we're moving to.
I mean,
there still will be a demand to see those people in movies.
Well, you look at the biggest movie of 2014. Two of the biggest stars on that movie were not actual people, you know, and their voices were almost in. You cannot. Hardly even tell that it was young Groot and Rocket in Guardians. Wow. You could barely even tell that it was Cooper and Vin Diesel doing those voices.
I could tell it was Vin Diesel. It was about his acting range.
Come on.
He's a one-liner. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, go back and watch The Chronicles of Riddick, any Riddick movie, and tell me any line that Vin Diesel gives that's not a one-liner. There's no. He does no dialogue and long.
Groot was just him playing the Iron Giant.
It really is. Yeah.
I know, but part of Vin Diesel's character in Riddick was he was a guy that didn't really talk unless it was an absolute necessity.
He's terrible.
His most acting range was in the Fast and Furious.
Cars, family, respect.
But they're good movies. I'm not talking smack on Riddick or Fast and Furious.
Huge range of dialogue, but there are several actors that only have the one character.
Keanu Reeves. I love every movie he's been in. He plays the same guy in every movie he's in.
The badass.
No, that's okay.
Or the underdog.
I remember he was in a movie with a time traveling mailbox. Yeah, he was not very badass.
But
that was a good movie. It was an awesome movie, Hitch Hader. You hate it. Is there any rom coms you like?
Terrible movie.
All right. Well, look, you have to say
the mailbox, and I immediately go to the Family Guy.
Yeah. All right, well, look. Here's the thing, though. If you look at the movie he just got done doing, John Wick.
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
that's
my
great movie.
God.
Great.
He was like a damn hurricane.
But he's the one. He's Neo in there.
Yeah, I know.
It's the same.
I know.
He's played the same guy.
The majority of actors and actresses out there are the exact same character in every movie they're in.
Yeah.
The only one that I know of that you can watch and say, in this movie they're this person, in this movie they're this person, is Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is great.
Johnny Depp
in every movie.
When he played,
have you seen
Mordecai?
He could not play.
Johnny Depp
is a horrible actor.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
When he played,
I love the movies, but he's a horrible actor.
No, when he was Willy Wonka. He was a completely separate character.
I see a lot of similarities between Willy Wonka and Jack Sparrow.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No.
Seriously?
There was a big difference in the mechanism.
No, okay.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He changed his dialect slightly in the way he walked.
But that's acting. There's a ton of actors who cannot even do that.
All right, but look, hey, let's be real about this. The reason why most actors stay in the same kind of roles is because once the companies realize that they can do that role, they get typecast into that role.
But because, is it typecast? No, because Bruce Willis stepped out of his action roles and did stuff. There are plenty of actors. If you remember, Tom Hanks was originally a comedy actor.
Yeah.
He stepped into drama.
Yeah, I know.
So once they get their chance, if they do not take advantage of their opportunity and they suck in their role, they do get typecast.
I know,
that's all they're able to do.
But
Vin Diesel has had opportunities to have these roles.
But back in the day, you could... back in the day, you could actually take chances like that in the film industry because,
what do you mean?
Because
well, a lot of them. Still
I mean, you
could
go from this to this, but like Sarah
Silverman just won a huge award at Sundance for a drama role, like a sad, depressing drama role.
Mostly what
she always looks sad and depressing. What are you talking about?
Every other thing she's done before has been hardcore foul mouth curse comedy.
Yeah. But yeah, that is a problem. Is you have to do indie movies to step out. But I'm saying just for people to see that you can do something else.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
I like when Jim Carrey did
some of his drama roles.
Indie.
I liked
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. He didn't do any indie movies.
No, when
Eternal
he did drama
Sunshine
roles.
The Spotlight of the it was an independent movie.
It wasn't really an independent movie.
What's the movie with the dude's got all the tattoos?
There's a lot of movies
like that.
What's that
movie? No.
He's got a bunch of tattoos.
Where he has amnesia?
Oh, 23?
No.
Memento.
That was an excellent movie. But that's
movie.
An indie movie. Yeah. That made it big.
That was a great
movie. Yeah, it was.
Because Christopher Nolan did that.
Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, I think, was done by Magnolia Pictures, which is Drew Barrymore.
Which is still independent, though, and she did Donnie
Darko. It is independent, but
Donnie Darko Studios.
Yeah, she's also more mainstream as well.
Right.
Ever after.
Let me say, it is, while it is independent, that was a big budget movie.
Yeah,
that's the only there's.
But I think we're splitting hairs here.
Yeah,
man.
We are.
You need millions and millions of dollars to do a movie. As when I say independent movie, I'm not just talking about Joe Blow with a Steadicam in his backyard filming his neighbors doing shit. Okay, independent movies, you can sell a lot of money.
You can get a lot of money
on
with that.
YouTube, yeah. Maybe. But you're not going to get a distributor unless you have a big name like Drew Barrymore behind your independent studio.
All right. Let's go into a whole other direction, still independent though.
By independent, I mean not mainstream, Warner Brothers or Disney or not a big company. But so eventually, those indie companies get big enough to.
We're
not
focusing
be indie
on all of these companies that are making the movies. What about the ones selling them, like the theaters? How long do you honestly see them going in the future? Because
movie
you have
theaters?
Companies like Netflix, you have
Hulu.
All of these Hulus. We
I
have
think
all
movie
of these
theaters.
Companies that are going to start
years.
Taking this over.
On this podcast, I've been saying it that I do not think
movie theaters are
going to
be viable for very
10
much
years.
Longer.
I give them 10 years tops.
We just watched the interview where he came to Netflix. That's a great movie. That was hilarious.
I wouldn't have paid money,
theaters.
Though, to see it.
I wouldn't have paid money, but it was funny.
Yeah,
that's
my
point. Here's the problem with
all about experiences. Movie theaters are adapting with 3D,
and
live telebroadcasts, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Here's the big problem that you have. Movie theaters were created for the whole gathering experience. You all watch at the same time. You enjoy a movie. Here's the problem, though. I'm going to base this off of my family. We have a family of 5 people. We have basically 5 adult tickets now. By the time you go into a movie theater and you buy just the tickets alone, you've spent close to $50.
Which is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. If it's not IMAX or 3D.
Yeah.
Which
if
Larry
not
just
IMAX
said is the only reason
right.
to go to the
God
theater.
God forbid.
No, that is not what I said. That is not what I said.
That's almost what you said, Larry.
That is not what I said.
That's pretty much
that
what you said.
That is nowhere near what I said.
That's pretty close to what you said.
No.
Okay.
What I said was, and I said,
hold on.
The theaters are compensating with live events.
Compensating for what?
Dropping sales. They're doing live events and other stuff like 3D.
They're basically
IMAX.
Having midlife
you know
crises.
How they can
you go to the theater not because of the IMAX, because you want
you.
To have an outing
just trying
experience
to get out
and escape.
You
want
to know how they
that's
can
why you go to
don't,
the theater.
I don't.
Has
don't.
Nothing to do with the,
no.
With
I go
3D
to the theater
or
for
what?
The IMAX. I go for the really big screen.
All right,
yeah.
I don't care about
all right, here. Here's my problem.
I have a big screen in my house.
I have a size
drawing.
I have a 65.
It doesn't matter. You're sitting 100 feet away.
I have a 65-inch TV. I would rather spend $50 to go out. To rent Captain America: Civil War, for example, or
I go to the theater because I want to go
out. Because then
you
can spend the rest of that money on dinner.
I hate going to the movies.
All right,
I would like to go to dinner. All right,
go.
Going to the movies sucks.
Yeah, yeah. All right, look.
You watch, no, listen, this is the movies. You watch one movie, you hear three, because the two next door, you hear those.
Yeah.
You got the dude
sometimes,
in front of
the
theater.
Sometimes.
Every theater, when you
I've yeah, never had that.
When you're seeing big explosions.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. All right, that I'll agree with. The explosions, yeah, yes.
You've always got that one guy that either coughs or won't stop grunting.
I got one worse than that. When Dracula Untold came out, I went and saw that. There was like maybe 10.
I'm sorry.
Like, Hold up. When I went to go see Dracula Untold, and by the way, I thought that was a good movie. I don't care what y'all think.
It's okay. All right.
There was only 10 or 20 people in that audience.
America, you're okay.
Two of them brought their newborn kid in the movie theater with us. So three quarters of the way through the movie, when the big, huge battle scene started, that's exactly what happened. And I was sitting there going, oh, my God.
And you got a dude, you got a dude with his phone over here. You got the chick behind you kicking your freaking
and
chair.
And that asshole sitting behind you with nachos.
And it's the whole thing.
And the one
thing.
Person that's holding the video camera.
All right, now look. I buy nachos at the movie theater. I eat them before the movie starts.
See, many people won't. They'll be eating them through the movie. And you're like,
I don't.
I have literally turned around to somebody and say, excuse me, people are trying to hear. I get tired of the... But I also have crunch issues. I have severe crunch issues.
I don't mind the theater
but
for the 3D.
Here's the thing.
The
Let
IMAX.
Me finish my statement really
okay,
quick.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You spend $50 on the tickets. We're family of five. You go in. Of course, everyone wants drinks and snacks.
Popcorn.
By the time you've done that, you've spent another $50.
Yeah, it's
to
$100.
See one two-hour movie... In
that
a movie
may
theater.
Or may not be good.
That yeah. may or not may, or may, or may not be good. Are you going to get your money back at the end? No,
hell
because
no.
you've already watched the movie. But you spend $100 on a family of five to go see a movie when you can go and to Redbox, rent it for one night for a buck, spend $100 to invite a whole bunch of friends to your house,
and
have
order
a whole
pizzas,
bunch of food, pizza,
beer, popcorn.
You've spent less than $100.
Exactly.
And you have
$5
a bunch of people
Little
there.
Caesars. Get a bunch of $5 Little Caesars. Get people come over.
I'm saying I think movies have been relegated to the same thing they about
to the
they were
rich.
In the 90s.
They've been relegated to the rich.
To the kids who don't mind spending the money just to go hang out a week because they don't have any place else to hang out.
Yeah, all right. That I admit. But I do remember like when every single movie theater used to have a massive arcade for all the kids.
Four or five games now.
There was a time where you went to see movies at the movie theater because that was the only way.
Yeah.
But that,
exactly.
That is not what it's truly been about. It's about going out. You don't.
But when it
no,
costs
I,
so
if
much,
you're going
to go
a movie
to
theater,
Larry, no
that
one,
is the only way to see a movie.
No one is arguing with you. What we're saying is, for a family of four or five to go to the movies, there are.
It's not
a lot more
it's
options
not
to
yeah.
go.
It's unpractical.
It's
unpractical.
It's not
on your electric bill
it's
as
best,
you do to go see a movie.
I'm not arguing.
We're not arguing with you either.
Yeah,
right.
There is a reason to go to a movie.
6 months,
but it's impractical. It used to not be. Back in the 80s, I went to E.T. and stuff, and it was cheap.
I always thought it was impractical for a whole family to go to a movie. Yeah. That's totally impractical.
The only way,
but now
that's
it's
not
even
a family
more,
outing.
But now it's even
that's
more
a couple
so.
Outing.
Yeah, but
that's
movie tickets just cost $3 or $4.
Exactly.
It was affordable
Frozen,
back then.
Frozen, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Those are family outings.
Those are family outing movies.
When Star
right,
Wars comes out,
I
that's
would
a family
not
outing.
Go to see one of those movies, no matter how
with
many
my children,
kids.
You would.
If
you
had kids, even if I had kids, I wouldn't want to go be around that many other people's kids.
I will tell
you
honestly, the best time.
Want to go see that movie, please take me.
Yeah.
You would take your daughter to go
see
that
the
movie.
See, that's the thing. The one
Guardians,
moment I remember the most about going to the movie
like
was taking my kids
story.
To see Finding
that
Nemo.
That wasn't, well.
I remember that day so perfectly. It was a family enjoyment movie. It was
that's
one of the greatest
did,
but let's hold on. Let's get to this. Because Larry just made a statement that I think everybody here can agree with. Guardians of the Galaxy was a different story.
Yeah.
Did you not take your family to go see Guardians?
No.
I went by myself.
I went to
and
my
I'm
whole
glad
family
we
didn't because
it was a terrible
but I think
movie.
This is
oh, whatever.
It
was
horrible.
I think this is
I
just,
fell asleep
hold on.
It.
I think this is a really good point. Studios need to up their game.
Yeah.
Give me a reason to go to the theater. And I think Marvel
they
Studios is doing that.
They need to cut back on the prices of theaters.
They're not
going to
do that.
The one up in Gallatin is cheaper
that's different.
Than any other
one. But they didn't
like
ramp up their prices.
Cheaper,
they didn't ramp up their prices, though. They've always been at that price.
No,
right.
No. Movie tickets back during the 80s used to be $3 or $4.
That theater opened. Yeah. It started with some prices, and those prices have not changed since that.
Yeah, since the Gallatin
opened.
Theater opened,
yes.
It has
guess,
not changed.
Yeah, guess what?
Yeah,
they're always
a
correction.
Go ahead.
Eternal Spot, Sunshine, Spotless.
Oh yes,
mine. I looked up.
Yes.
It was actually by Focus Pikachu.
Focus is it was an indie.
Yeah, I think they're still technically called indie, but. As indie as Vertigo is.
Image. As indie as Image is, with the best-selling trades of last
year. They're actually owned by a bigger studio.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so that's what I say. There's a lot of indie movies are produced.
There's a fine line between indie.
Here, we have this company because we don't want to risk our name with it, so we made another name.
Keep talking about movies. Fantastic Four trailer dropped.
All right, I saw that last night.
Yet another reboot?
It's a reboot.
And is this going to be a movie only for the sake of keeping the rights?
Yes.
It seems like that, because they didn't even keep any of the original cast from the previous two movies. So
I'm cool with that.
I'm kind of okay with that, but I don't know how well it's going to turn out. I'm sure the cinematics will probably be better, but storyline wise,
special effects.
But I don't know how well it's going to work.
Here's the thing, man. Marvel Studios, you know, they've put out 10 movies that have been pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't need a good Ant-Man trailer to get me to go see Ant-Man, for example. The Fantastic Four movies have been bad.
Yeah.
Terrible. Good portrayals, actors. They picked good actors. Michael Chiklis as the Thing was great.
Jessica
Alba as a blonde was great.
Yeah.
But
especially with those eyes.
Dude, but this trailer,
Captain America as Johnny Storm, that was really good.
Yeah.
This Fantastic Four trailer just needed to hit it out of the park. It needed to get me sold on this movie, and it didn't do it.
Well,
it was boring.
Well, here's the thing. I think the reason why they're probably rebooting Fantastic Four with a whole new...
to keep the rights.
But with a whole new crew of actors to play the Fantastic Four, I think it's probably because they don't want to run into the hassle of having Chris Evans, who is now officially Captain America,
cannot play
Johnny Storm or whatever his name is.
Yeah, but you could.
They can't get Chris Evans.
Halle Berry, she played Storm and.
That's what I'm saying. They can't get him contractually to play two different characters.
That's two different universes.
Yeah, but you can play multiple characters. It really comes down to
all the news and rumors that had come out about the movie.
Yeah.
The trailer really did need to.
It needed to be good.
Great.
And it
How do they explain that Johnny and Sue aren't brother and sister?
They are brother and sister.
They're adopted.
Sorry. But that's my opinion on it.
We don't need to have the original FF origin story for it to be a good movie. We do not have the same characterizations.
I'm not saying that the Fantastic Four movie looks like it's going to be bad. It just doesn't look like a Fantastic Four movie.
Exactly.
It doesn't get me excited. It looks too grim and dark.
It needed to get me excited.
I'm tired of grim
and
dark.
I'm not saying it's going
to
be bad.
Yeah, but let's just hope it's better than
it just looks boring.
I looked like I was starting
a documentary about
science.
There
was a lot of stock footage in that trailer.
Yes.
Let's just hope it's better than Silver Surfer, because that was a terrible movie.
I'm not betting on it.
It was horrible.
I just read that the Thing can go back from being a rock to back to a person. And I don't like that.
That's horrible.
I don't have a problem with that.
Why would you do that?
The whole thing was
it kind of takes away the whole point of
like
him
that.
Being
the Thing.
Well, we don't know that, though. If they're reestablishing things, I'm not telling...
But that turns him into the Maybe instead of the Thing. Expect it to stick to the comic book and prepare to be disappointed.
Yeah. Very, very true.
And I'm not expecting anything.
If anything, it'll be more like the Ultimate version.
But it didn't even look like that.
It looked...
Well, here, can I chime in on something that I saw a couple of days ago?
I don't know, man. All
right,
if you like Dracula, we have to worry.
Yeah, right.
Where were you when you saw it?
All right, well, I was at home. And I was drunk. All right, come on.
I am.
I was flipping through the channels, and through the channel guide thing on it, and I stopped, and it was on one of the Discovery Channel's offshoots, Discovery Life, and all it said was Dragons, A Fantasy Made Real. So I clicked on it, and it was actually really good. It was like a cross between a faux documentary, like a fake documentary, and a National Geographic documentary.
Did it have like the dragon fighting the Apache helicopter?
I saw that video.
I posted that video, and it was kind of neat.
Yeah, but
like if dragons were real.
Yeah, the parts that I watched, like they did,
the
like a natural dissection, talked about like, talked about like their mating habits, their territoriality, like sharks do. It was actually really good. I actually kind of enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of a cool thing to do.
No, I saw that already. I saw that too. Look, it had Batman and Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, shut up!
I like that movie. What was it? Rain? Like
Rain of Fire.
Yeah, yeah, that was a cool movie with dragons.
I like how it's like it had Batman and Matthew McConaughey.
It did. It had Batman and Matthew McConaughey.
So I have this picture of Batman going, Matthew McConaughey, hey, you know, I'm saying,
Matthew McConaughey is actually a bigger badass than Batman.
Just trying to cheer Batman up with a cup of coffee. Hey, it's not that bad. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, right, for a fake documentary.
Yeah.
It was actually really good. It was done really well, and I thought it was kind of cool.
I
think kids would actually really enjoy this.
I think it sounds awesome. I have a problem with it being on a station called Discovery Channel. Channel back in my day used to be about science shit.
I think
dragons ain't real, guys.
I think Discovery Channel.
I hate to break it to y'all.
Dragon. Do you really want to go into this?
Those dragons don't fly. They're real fire.
But they might have evolution, you know?
They evolved from not being about the mermaids, and
a lot of people actually believe
that it was real.
In the fake documentary, they actually showed how they did their fire breathing.
No, how about the Shark Week where they had the prehistoric giant shark? It was fake. I know.
But look, in the fake documentary, they actually show the anatomy of like how they breathe fire and some of the scientific and metallurgical issues.
I blame on the Onion. They started the fake news, but even though it's so funny. Yeah,
it's a thing.
If people it's try,
it's called imagination.
You really have to look at what site you're looking at.
Right. The issue is a lot of fake news that is supposed to be just purely entertainment keeps getting passed off
as real
news. That's a legitimate issue nowadays.
With that mermaid one, people believed it.
This was on the Discovery Channel.
And people believed
it's Discovery Imagination. Get over it.
Then they shouldn't have put it on Discovery Channel.
But on the flip side, people for centuries thought that manatees were mermaids.
They believed they were mermaids.
Thought
the Earth was flat, too. What the hell does that matter if they used to think it was real?
No,
we know dragons aren't real yet. We're still going to put this...
Real mermaids is what they were portraying.
Yeah, really? Because talk to Ripley. He passed it off for years.
But he was like a swindler. He was getting over on people. Yeah. Is that what Discovery Channel's trying to do? Get over on people to make them think
that's
dragons
exactly
are real?
What they're doing.
That's wrong.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Idiot.
That's
wrong.
Idiocy, yeah.
It's playing on people's
idiocy. Let's talk more news TV. Okay, check this out.
If you aren't logical enough to go and look something up and see that it's not real, you have an issue.
Totally agree. Ignorance is a choice, man.
It is a choice.
X-Men TV show.
Let's talk about the X-Men TV show. What were you going to talk about, Larry? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say.
More dragons?
No, I was going to say looking stuff up. You can't trust even half.
I think so.
You can't
look up now.
No, you have to you have to read four or five things, and then hopefully you get a, you know.
Hope they're not all lying to you.
Yeah, right.
I actually want to check that out.
All right. X-Men series has been greenlit by Fox. They're doing an X-Men series. TV show?
It depends on how they do it.
Live action?
Yeah.
Well, it's on Fox.
Bring back the cartoon, man.
No, the 90s cartoon.
I love the 90s cartoon.
It doesn't work nowadays.
I'd love to believe.
When was the last time you guys watched the 90s cartoon?
Actually, not that long ago.
Because it does not stand up as well as
we still
you think.
Love
right before
it.
Days of Future Past came out, we watched the Days of Future Past cartoon.
Nothing from the 80s or 90s cartoons really stands up to how things
Superman Adventures, Batman animated series.
Batman,
they still
that's
hold
the
up.
90s, though.
That's 80s, 90s.
One of the greatest 80s and 90s cartoons ever.
Voltron.
But Voltron does not hold up. the dialogue in that show, it does not hold up.
It holds up a lot better than the new Voltron.
Oh, definitely. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Well, they nerfed Voltron because he can't be violent anymore.
I know.
He can't even have a sword on the show anymore.
I wanted to be Princess Laura my whole life.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I mean, my writing name when I write things is her. It's AJ Hawk. A stands for Allura.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be Princess Allura.
Digimon from the 90s. We still love that show.
The 90s holds up. 80s stuff, not as much.
I know I'm going way back. I'm probably showing my age at this point, but Captain N, the Game Master.
I love that show. I loved it too. I still love it. I thought it was awesome. I like the Legend of Zelda ones they had.
I'm with you, Larry.
Larry's sitting over here with his head in his hands.
The X-Men series.
Just going, someone please shoot me.
It's going to be great.
I love the original five.
All right. I'll say this. I have Captain N on DVD. I have Legend of Zelda on DVD. I have the Super Mario Brothers Super Show on DVD.
Thank you.
And I even have the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon on DVD.
Thank you.
But Gomer, you're right.
It doesn't hold up.
I watch them and enjoy them for nostalgia's sake.
Yeah, all right.
But they are cheesy as hell.
I like them better than some of the ones that Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network are putting out now.
I can see that.
True.
Animation Today is crap. It's censored into oblivion where it's almost unwatchable.
And you're Adventure a bad Time's boy, on drugs. Censored.
Yeah, exactly.
Do Adventure I? Time seems like people are on drugs I'll making that.
Well, in order to
show a super drill.
In order to do any good animation, you have to put it on Adult Swim and tell people specifically it's for adults.
Super Jail is for people that are on drugs.
But what do we want out of the next men? I want X-Factor Investigation.
I want the original five.
Like Professor X going out and tracking down the first five and sending them on adventures against Magneto.
Yes.
I don't know if that works.
They already did that in First Class.
The thing about
you
it is...
You didn't have Angel, yeah, but Bobby,
you didn't have the mutants,
Gray,
but
and
you
Beast.
Had the story.
That's what I want.
But
I
let's,
want the original
let's
five.
Put this together with the news that for Age of Apocalypse, they now have a new Cyclops and a new Jean. I don't know if the confusion between audiences may mean that we don't get any original X-Men.
Here's the thing.
Probably not.
Is this going to be tied into the movie?
We don't know that yet.
More than likely not.
We don't know. Probably not, but we don't know that. We don't.
I'd like to see them touch more on some of the outside X-Men.
Like what? Like what team?
You know, I like the original five.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of, I don't know exactly which team I'd like to see, but I'd like to see other ones.
Like
Shadowcat, Iceman.
Yes.
They use those guys already, though.
Well, no, I mean more of a focus on them. Get more of their backstories.
Like a beta team.
They are, you know?
I'd like to see an X-Force movie, but you can't do Wolverine. You can't do Wolverine. And you can't do Deadpool either. And nobody likes Phantom X like I do.
I like Phantom X.
So they can't do Deadpool?
Well, they're doing the movie.
Yeah.
They're doing a Deadpool movie. They could, but I just don't see them doing that because the audience will be confused as hell. People are dumb.
I don't see them.
You know
doing
this. You're out in the world. People are dumb.
People are dumb.
People don't know. Well, that's pretty cool. The person is smart. The individual person is pretty smart. We get a group of people that are morons, dude.
All right, you know one movie I kind of wish they would, but I'm almost worried that they might do.
What?
Like a movie or even just a TV series about Wolverine, I don't know if she was ever like a continuous character, but Wolverine's daughter,
X-23's daughter, but
still.
I think she would work in an X-Men movie because you do have, or an X-Men series, because you do have that Wolverine connection, and you could definitely fill in her backstory of being a clone and all
that.
That's
the one thing you have to look at is you'd have to have some kind of connection that people will understand to the mainstream X-Men or people will
and
not
plus
watch
she
it.
Would be much better of a martial arts fighter, considering the fact that she has claws coming out of her feet.
Well,
MMA would be perfect.
Yes, exactly.
Action-wise, I'm not looking for anything from a TV show.
Yeah. No. I mean, it would be good in a movie, but it would have to be done really well not to screw it up.
Because
if you screw it up, they'll never want to touch it again.
If they start going the direction of being the children of X-Men, that's where they could be a problem.
You know, you think... You know, special effects that would be cheap to do well, Nightcrawler would be great. For having him to blink out and just appear somewhere else, that would be
but you
an
have to,
excellent effect.
But you have
to
dress a guy like Nightcrawler. with yeah. teeth and eyes and the
yeah, the makeup would makeup. Be hours.
Yeah, because well, yeah, because yeah, Alan Cumming, he X-Men said movie, he did great. I love
yeah, it. Yeah, but yeah, Alan we're talking Cumming, about the logistics of it. Yeah, it makeup a lot. Would take he a lot. His makeup took 6 hours every day.
Well, yeah. War from six Star Trek, his makeup took 2 hours every day.
And Rebecca Romijn, her makeup it took 8 hours. Full body, 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to do full body though.
I mean, not for Nightcrawler, but yeah. but if he's ever in a scene where he's shirtless,
you just don't make him shirtless ever.
Well, you can do it once or twice just to say, "Hey, look, right, how right. hey, look, yeah, eventual
it's,
yeah,
it's really
yeah.
on him."
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, yeah. But then you would also have to do all the see? Scarring.
I also think they could do Gambit really well.
I want Gambit
in the movie.
Channing Tatum, that's already been greenlighted.
See, Gambit to me. Channing Tatum.
Colossus.
Okay, I'm there.
He's gonna
anyway,
see Colossus. Oh, duh. But yeah. It's awesome.
I would like to see Colossus.
I love Gambit. He's my favorite.
I always thought he needed more.
It's difficult
Colossus
to do that
definitely
special
needed
effects.
To be more.
It is.
You need to get a big stocky dude, but I don't know how you get that.
I know, right, but I've always liked Colossus.
I think Channing Tatum Colossus? Would have done better as Colossus, and I also think
he's
that...
He's not big enough for
Colossus. Well, but I think Taylor Kitt...
I think John Cena.
For yeah, Colossus. John Cena.
Colossus,
yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
John Cena would
but
make
not for
a
TV
great
show.
Colossus.
Yeah,
but,
not for a TV show.
But here's the
I
thing.
I don't know. I don't agree with that. But I think he could do it.
But Taylor no, Kitsch, who did Wolf, who did Gambit and Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
I think he has been probably the best Gambit.
I liked him. As
he's
Gambit.
Been the only.
He was, and he did.
I really
he's
liked.
He's been the only.
Yeah, he really liked Gambit.
He was a great Gambit.
Yeah,
he was a great. Character actor playing Gambit, but Gambit was ruined in that movie. Yeah. Gambit's powers were nothing close to the comic book powers.
Exactly.
He was moving cars with his brains and shit. What the hell is that?
No,
there was one part where he throws an entire deck of cards by holding it. No, he doesn't move his
like
hand.
Yeah.
The cards just go out of his hand.
Right, yeah,
the
right.
He flips out of the helicopter and does his stab.
No, that's
thing
what I meant.
So
that was just
stupid.
Me sending the cards out. But yeah, it's just
yeah,
you know.
It was not a good representation of the comic book character.
He
I
wasn't.
Like
I was disappointed with him.
Yeah, me too.
Now I will tell you.
But he was a good actor.
Yeah. He should have been able to just fling cars like throwing stars.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, one of my favorite characters on the X-Men show was Jubilee.
Yeah,
Jubilee works, was a cool character.
Jubilee works good in a TV series too because she's relatable to young people, and they can really.
She makes parties.
Isn't that hard?
Yeah. It's New Year's every day.
It's one of those things where it makes sense for the character not to be that strong.
Yes.
But
yeah.
But there again,
possibly get stronger.
Yeah, because the fact that she was doing sparks, you know, spark spinning when she was younger, you know, as she evolves, she could very well be a pyrokinetic,
but
where
there
she
again,
can just make fire.
She would be the sky equivalent on S.H.I.E.L.D. She would be the young character
for
the girls to hold on to.
Yeah.
You know, if we're bringing girls more into this genre, she would be a great character to start
with. But
and
a yellow,
have that young.
Yeah, but a yellow but long coat, absolutely
well, no,
not.
They could change that.
They
up
could do a short. Leather coat, some nice, pants, stuff. I could dress
like
her, but it's just to have that character there
would,
for that.
I would like to see Rogue. I'd like to see him do Astonishing X-Men.
Yeah.
Just Astonishing X-Men all the way through and just give the audience the benefit of the doubt. The audience knows who the X-Men are. They know who Professor X is. They know they're in the school. Just let the X-Men do the X-Men thing. Just jump us right into the middle of everything.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to
do
they're not
going
to.
And if they did Rogue, I want them to take it back to the old cartoon where she has super strength and the power of flight.
Where
she's rogue.
You have to introduce how she got those powers.
Well, yeah, no
doubt.
You
don't really have to. You don't really. You can just say, no, Rogue's got all these powers just because Rogue's got these powers.
Yeah.
But
it almost
I don't know. Maybe that's too much Captain Marvel. That's too much
Carol Danvers.
Marvel will be like, no, we own the rights to Carol Danvers' powers. Yeah. You can't have them.
Just have her jump in the middle of the Captain Marvel movie, touch her and run away.
Catch her powers.
Well, you know, I mean, if they're not going to tie it into the movies,
you could just leave them. I don't think they should tie it in because
they're
kind of painting themselves into a corner.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't know where the movies are going to go from here. They've already rebooted twice the movies.
Yep.
So,
assuming they're not going to tie it in, I do like the idea of, you know, I do even like the idea of starting out with Magneto and
the Brotherhood
Xavier
being
on the same side.
Oh, that was.
I could even, you know, and if not for, you know.
I think those two characters run into the problem where Patrick Stewart and Ian McClellan did such an amazing job.
They
that
really
people,
did.
That people are going to be like, nah, I don't buy this.
I would actually rather have an X-Men show with no Professor X.
I'd rather have an X-Men show with none of the mutants that we've known up to this point, none of the storylines that we know, and X-Factor Investigations or X-Force is a great way. Yeah. There's not enough characters.
If it was like HBO, it'd be X-Force.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there are Showtime. There are certain people that are made for certain characters. Pierce Brosnan, always meant to be James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Patrick Stewart, sitting in the captain's chair, you could see him as Professor
X. There's
I think Daniel Craig was a better James Bond.
There's a story when he was given when Patrick Stewart was given the script for X-Men, he was also given a comic book, and he looked at the comic book and said, "What am I doing on the cover of a comic book?" Because he looked so much like it.
Thank you.
And that's the main reason he took the gig, because this is me. I'm this guy.
Yeah. Now,
and then he, of course, got Ian McClellan, his buddy, to get in there, too.
Craig was the worst Bond ever. I'm a huge fan of the Bond movies. I have every single Bond movie, except for the Craig ones. I cannot stand them.
The worst
Bond.
I'm ready for King.
Well, he was only in, what, one or two?
Four.
Oh, four.
Timothy Dalton, he was in all of them before GoldenEye and all of them after Octopussy, I think.
Yes.
Like those four.
Yeah.
But just before, just after Connery, and then before Brosnan.
No, well, the Roger Moore was before.
Oh, yeah, Roger Moore. That's right, Roger Moore.
Yeah. Well, the one
Roger Moore was only in like three movies, wasn't he? But they're considered the best.
So,
I don't like the Roger Moore.
For some reason.
There's a Buffy where these guys are arguing about who's the best
James
Bond.
Yeah.
And somebody mentions Timothy Dalton, and they just start wailing.
One of Timothy Dalton's Bond movies is probably one of my favorite Bond movies of all time. The one where his CIA buddy gets eaten by that shark, and he goes and tries to hunt down that heroin dealer.
Yeah,
and, The guy from
is
Vegas.
Is that the voodoo one?
No, the guy from Vegas. What's his name? Like
the TV show Vegas?
No. The singer in Vegas.
Wayne Newton
was in it, and he was the one.
I can't believe I knew the answer to his question. You know that singer in Las Vegas, and I'm like Wayne Newton, and I'm right.
I couldn't remember.
How does that happen?
Well, still, all right, and he played the televangelist kind of guy. You know the movie I'm talking about. That is probably my favorite.
That's, okay.
That's probably one of my favorite Bond movies of all time, because I can always watch it.
It's starting off his tour with a 4-night stay in Vegas.
That's cool.
He'll be coming to the Nashville area in May. I think
it's May.
Who?
Weird Al.
Yeah.
I love Weird Al.
I'm already busy in May, so it's okay.
New Kids, NKOTB, second best boy band of all time.
The best.
Really? Are they still the New Kids?
They're the old guys.
They are NKOTB. Don't even bash me about them because they're going to cry. She's a huge I'm a diehard blockhead. Everyone can kiss it.
She's a huge. Wait, you're a diehard blockhead? You like Gumby that much?
I married him.
She loves New Kids on the Block. Every time they've toured since they got back together, she's been.
I'm a big New Kids fan, too. I'm a big boy band fan. I'm a closet boy band fan. And
I like the boy
bands. Not anymore.
I like the boy bands.
You just told the
but
world.
But no, my
cousin is on there saying, damn, I can't believe you know we were in this big argument I started last Friday.
That was hilarious.
And I start throwing out, well, New Edition and BBD were great, you know, and my cousin's like, damn, I can't believe you know all this shit about boy bands.
Oh, but I blasted you out of the water. But here's the thing. I had people coming back, because I have 1,400 friends on Facebook. I had probably 30 messages from different people watching our conversation that were like, are you kidding me? He's such an asshole.
And I was just
and I'm like, dude, he's a friend. He's just playing.
Hey,
it's
tell
okay.
You, a lot of these girls in there take this New Kids on the Block stuff
way too
dude,
serious.
That's why I started that shit. Because I knew it was some shit.
In all
take
fairness,
it so serious, man.
To the normal fans, we call them BSCs.
Yeah.
Because they are just way out there. But every boy band has them.
Oh,
they're the ones who pretend to be married to them or have their children or they, you know, have some freaking
every boy band but Menudo.
Menudo.
Crazy.
Well, I don't know. There's a woman on her friends list that swears that she has a child by Jonathan
Knight. Who's
gay. But she has a child by him that he says he's gay, but it's all an act. Just because he's in love with her.
Yeah, she's
like Anderson Cooper.
Oh yeah, good she swears Lord. It. She Anderson swears Cooper, she's pregnant.
Man. Anderson Cooper. Oh, I'm not gay. But holy crap! And he's got all that Vanderbilt money too,
okay,
man.
Okay, okay. Just so we're on the fair side of the table.
Craziest thing I've ever heard.
Even worse than that.
Yes.
What? How is that bad?
The Church of Latter-day Saints put out a statement saying they are now pro-gay rights.
What? That is the biggest crock of shit.
Yes. Oh, now here's the thing. Here's the justification. They respect everybody's freedom of religion, and they want their freedom of religion.
That whole polygamy thing.
That's
that whole polygamy.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It should be covered under freedom of religion. Then they put those huge thing.
Yes.
Well, that.
Yeah, okay. And I thought that was just wow. That's really the last.
Basically, what they're saying is they don't mind if you're gay as long as you have multiple husbands.
Yeah. All right, but I'm also pretty sure there's probably another part of them that goes, you know what, we are getting a very bad rap. We do not want to be lumped in with the Westboro Baptist Church.
Their official stance is supposed to be acceptance. Well, tolerance.
Technically, and I've read their book, every Christian should be tolerable and accepting.
Exactly.
I've read their book.
Look, not for nothing, but when your church becomes a point of laughter as a South Park episode.
Oh, you mean Westboro?
Scientology?
Oh, Scientology?
Yeah.
Scientology,
Westboro Baptist Church, LDS. If they become a South Park episode, you know you do some fucked up shit.
Every religion has been a South Park episode.
Yeah. And every religion does pretty messed up stuff, man.
Yeah, but
every religion does.
All right, but look, here's the thing, though. During that South Park episode of the LDS Church, when they're explaining John Smith's book and the music, in between the dialogue goes dum 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 dum.
Yeah,
you know there's something very wrong.
Oh yeah.
He found those books
and burned them
so no one else could change them. We don't want anybody to change them.
Only I can look into this hat how they're actually deciphered.
L. Ron Hubbard, man, he said, you know, I made a pretty good living being a sci-fi writer. But to really get rich, you got to create a religion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Scientology. And I think that dude was the same way, man. He's like, I hate living on this farm. Yeah. How am I going to get out of here? I got it. I'll create a religion.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to create a religion where the only prerequisite is that you smoke massive amounts of weed and eat Doritos.
They have that.
That's it.
They have that.
That's actually a thing.
Isn't that everything
is a thing.
Yeah. No, not quite. Yeah, but the thing is, on a bag of Doritos, it says say no to drugs.
On a
bag of Doritos,
it
says say no to Cool
Ranch. I know a lot of people who sit around and smoke a lot of dope and eat a lot of junk food.
And I don't even like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, they're all religions. Yeah. I know a Catholic who's like that. I know a few Baptists who are like that. So, yeah, that's every religion, man. Sits around and smokes dope.
I smoke weed in a church parking lot. It's like, I want to get more religious.
That's a good way to do it, man.
Close that was part like of that. The Native Americans' religion itself was smoking weed.
Yeah.
What do you think was in a peace pipe? That was weed. They go on spirit watch by drunken peyote.
That was a big Native American blunt he was smoking, man.
They got high a lot.
That was Cheech and Chong before Cheech and Chong.
They still do it.
Okay, so our official stance is say no to drugs.
But say yes to weed and Doritos.
All right, here's what I want to say right quick. All opinions expressed at this podcast are those of the people expressing them and do not necessarily reflect my opinions or the opinions of Geeks in the Square Table.
Marijuana is
or really Outback Geekery or Comic City 2 or Madison, Tennessee.
Maybe a little bit Madison.
Marijuana is still an illegal narcotic in most states, so please use with, I don't know, responsibility.
Yes, use them with responsibility because you can get over.
Oh, look at all of us sweeping up under the don't get caught party.
Don't let your cherry fall on your shirt. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't fall asleep with a lit joint.
Don't leave it in the ashtray when the cop pulls you over.
And make sure you carry lots of perfume or cologne.
There's plenty of
that does not cover it up.
Hey, patchouli. patchouli worms.
If we're going to use anything, we use Febreze.
It smells patchouli.
Oh, yeah.
If a cop smells patchouli, he's like, no, this dog won't hunt.
That's awesome. Patchouli's probable cause in 15 states.
That's it.
No, but yeah.
Believe it or not, so too much cologne is probable cause.
Anything can be probable cause.
The 90-year-old women in the United States would get arrested.
How
many of those 90-year-old women should be smoking weed, though?
They probably should.
About 99% of them.
And for the record, having worked at a drugstore, some of those 90-year-old women do need to be arrested.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. It's amazing they have a shoplifting that goes on in the senior
Not to mention the prescriptions they get. They hold up a giant Ziploc bag. It looks like a 5-pound bag of Skittles.
Thank you.
It's okay.
It's going to be taken today.
Have those really big purses start taking stuff. I deserve this.
Once you're old, you stop giving a damn. I know. I give less and less of a damn.
I can't imagine
what I'm going to do when I'm 80.
I know.
Are you serious?
I mean, the way that I am, I already know that I'm cantankerous, but I know when I get to be about 70, if I make it that long, I'm going to be that old, mean, cantankerous bastard sitting on a front porch yelling at kids to get the hell off my lawn.
Exactly. Yeah. I always warn everybody. I always warn everybody in advance that I'm a bitch on a good day, so whatever you get after that is up to you. So I just warn everybody.
My phone self-destructed.
I saw that Facebook post.
I went to get a new phone, and I'm like, I want a phone with actual buttons. I want one with a full keyboard.
They don't make those anymore.
And that's a
nice, an
we don't have those. I'm sorry. I'm like, what? Are buttons from North Korea or something? I can get a Cuban cigar nowadays, but I can't get a phone with an effing button.
That's just the market doesn't want buttons.
It don't work that way anymore.
The market doesn't want buttons.
So I was forced to upgrade to a new phone.
But it's a piece of crap. It's an A to B phone. It calls two places.
I ended up getting a Windows 8 phone.
Oh, nice, nice.
It was actually the cheapest option.
But it's still too big for your pocket, I'm sure.
It's not too bad.
I want the big Galaxy. I want the big phone.
The default feature on the phone was not to make a freaking call. It's like, I had all these other freaking apps, and like the biggest button on there was surf the internet.
Sounds like a grandfather.
I just want to make a call.
Get my phone.
Like, grandfather, I'm scrolling through four screens. I'm like,
phones aren't for making phones.
He's looking for a rotary.
iPhone. As soon as you put in your 4-digit password to access it, the phone button is right there in the lower left corner.
I love technology. It's nice that we can do it. We need to stop worrying about asking if we can do it and start worrying about should we do it or why do we need it? Do I need my toilet to talk to my fridge and to tell it dietary suggestions?
You sit down,
Larry. The phone is right there.
Right, exactly. Look how small it is compared to everything else.
Exactly. Larry. It's a half-inch button.
Look, you do need your toilet.
Right there.
At the bottom.
Right.
You do need your toilet.
Freaking button right there. Call somebody.
Because your toilet needs to tell your refrigerator, quit giving him this because it's stopping me up.
I don't need my toilet sending me text messages to remind me to buy more fiber. Man. I don't need it to talk to
my
you can turn that service off.
Heather is fixing to die.
You never say that. At least I could make the button bigger. I had to spend an hour removing all these crazy apps
A lot of people like those apps.
All right. I know some people like
those apps. No more friends for you.
All right, look,
Larry's going off on his phone.
All right, look, I do agree with Larry that technology is getting out of the way if our toilet could interact and tell our refrigerator stuff. Here's the
problem. It can buy them.
Hold on. Yeah. But there's the problem. If that can happen, we don't need doctors anymore because our fridge and our toilet can help us out more than the doctor can.
Here's my real big issue.
As a dietitian, with a smartphone,
you have all the security problems of a computer with none of the defense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's some of the defense.
All right.
For example, now hold on. If I'm buying an app,
That's the easiest way for you to download a virus is to download something. If I'm on a computer, I can download stuff from everywhere. On a smartphone, Google, Windows, Apple, I have to buy or get my apps through their store. That's a huge safe reduction.
No,
okay.
Safeguard.
Actually,
it's a huge
reduction.
It's not 100. You can.
It's not 100, but it's
but
a not high.
Most people
but
don't.
No, it's a very low probability.
It's lower probability.
With iPhones, Windows phones, Android phones, if you have the default to leave your Bluetooth and Wi-Fi on, anybody with the right equipment can walk by and hack your phone.
Anybody with the right equipment can hack anything.
That's the reason why Chris Hardwick always tells people if you go to conventions, leave your credit card and your phone in your room.
It's cheap nowadays.
What?
The Wi-Fi readers that can hack into people's phones.
An RFID chip.
And it's super easy to turn off all that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I am not going to cry over somebody who dies in a car accident because they didn't wear their fucking seatbelt. That's their problem. They should have been wearing their seatbelt. It's the same thing. People think, oh, I got a computer. I don't need any responsibility at all. It's on your ass if you don't want to do what you have to do.
I understand. That's what I'm saying.
I have no remorse for these idiots who get hacked, man.
I liked not having a smartphone.
Yeah, because you didn't get
hacked. Because it was the ultimate security. And nobody wanted to steal it.
Exactly.
People look at your piece of rock phone. They're like, I don't want that crap.
Well, that's like an e-reader. My wife's like, I'd love to have an e-reader, but you know how many books I've had stolen in the past 5 years? None.
Exactly.
You know how many e-readers I have stolen? Two. I don't want another e-reader.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not buying a third one.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. If you do have a smartphone, really, it's stupid to link them into your computer accounts and everything.
It's not, though. Not if you do it the right way. If you're secure about it, smart about it.
People aren't, though.
Most
that's
people
their
aren't.
Problem.
But
exactly.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Let's
not
limit
them.
Let's not limit
them.
And realize is that when they link them together, when you buy an iPhone and have it linked to your iCloud, or you have your Microsoft OneDrive, you're giving that phone a direct line to your PC.
Yes.
All right. So if you leave your phone unsecure, which it's a lot harder to secure.
Here's the issue that I have. For all of our rhetoric and what we're talking about, the people that work at the iPhone store, at phone stores, Best Buy, wherever, those people should be the most informed out of everyone.
Person on their thing.
Wait, just That's hold on. Let me make my point.
It should be somebody else's responsibility.
Let me make my point.
They should be able to inform the customer.
All right, what I'm saying is the people
that... It's not their fault. They don't give a damn. They've sold the phone. Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
The people that are working at these stores who are selling phones and tech equipment to customers should tell and explain to these people, in order for your information to be safe, do not do this, this, or this.
Why should they care? Why should store give a damn about what this dude does with his phone?
Customer service. If they do that, they are... They are probably in all likelihood going to come back to get more stuff from them.
But yes, the store should make these.
When their item breaks because they don't know how to use it, they're going to take it back to the store to get their item fixed. That's what they're going to happen. That's retail, man.
Okay, yeah.
That's
retail.
Here's
the problem. You're wanting better customer service.
That's not
going to
happen. That's not going to happen.
No.
Customers need to be better service.
I agree with you that there should be better customer service. But it's not going to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
I'm saying is I have to go to a convention later this year for a business that I run down in Gallatin.
Yeah.
All right. I did not know about the whole RFID reader, credit card readers going through conventions until I was watching listening to Chris Hardwick's podcast on Nerdist Industries.
Yeah.
After I heard that, since I have to go to that convention this year, I am not going to – I'm going to leave – because I'm going to ride with people that I'm going with. I'm going to leave my wallet and my phone in the car.
Now, okay, the RFID reader affects you if you have a card with a chip in it.
Yeah, that I know.
Do you have a card with a chip in it?
Not as far as I know, because I can't see it.
They have to tell you. They have to tell you.
They brag about the chip.
I know,
Well, they have to tell you by law. They have to tell you.
Well, here's the thing, though.
All right.
But
now, everybody's passport has a chip on it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And that's what I'm trying to allude to, is that if people don't know this, someone, you know, when they buy phones that can be, you know, hacked into like that at conventions, they need to tell them, look.
Who needs to tell them?
Well, this is the thing.
The people that work in the store just say, look.
No, I'm just saying, that's not their responsibility.
This is the thing. Even if they do tell them, most people don't give a shit.
Most people don't give a shit.
Most people just don't care.
He's absolutely right.
I'm just saying it as a point of
sale. This is the whole reason the iPhone, iCloud hack happened, because people didn't secure their phone.
Because they don't give a shit.
And, you know, hey,
this is all I'm trying to say. This is a point of safety. They need to explain to
people. They don't give a shit. No, they tell people all the time, it's a point of safety. You should wear your seatbelt when you're driving. They don't. People don't give a shit.
You say that, but I'm actually alive because I didn't wear my seatbelt.
Because you were smart. You gave a shit.
No, he didn't wear his seatbelt. He's alive because of it. That's fine.
That saved my life.
Oh, really?
Well, there's plenty of
Hollywood... leave the car at high speed.
There's plenty of Hollywood starlets who are even more famous due to the hack, so...
Right,
that might have been better than them not to secure their phone.
I didn't know half of it. Yeah.
All right, look, this is all the point that I'm trying to make, is that if people don't know this, the people who work in the stores going, hey, if you have to go to a convention or a place where there is like thousands of people, just be aware that this could happen, so turn
off. Is this information not available for free for anybody on the internet?
But most people don't know where to go to look for.
Let me bring another point of view into this. How many elderly people now are getting these phones?
Who cares? A lot
of them are not
tech
savvy.
They can get this shitty phone.
Well, then they should have the phone anyway.
I get your point.
But you know what? There's a lot of 8 and 9-year-olds that actually walking around in town with a fucking cell phone. They don't know anything about cell phones.
So? That's not your problem, though. They're the ones being insecure. Are you saying, I don't know how to drive. Let me go buy a Ferrari. Of course not. Who would ever suggest that happen?
Hold on. Speaking of that, I ride my motorcycle all year long. I have people coming up to me all the time asking, hey, where can I learn how to ride? What kind of bike should I get? And I tell them, look, I've seen too many people get fucked up and crash because they want to act like badasses and get a giant Honda or Kawasaki crotch rocket and start doing wheelies and front-end wheelies you know, that I call endos.
Yeah.
And I go, no, do not do that. You will crash. Go get a small engine bike. Learn how to ride correctly.
Somebody needs to teach
you. Learn how to ride correctly. And then after you've been riding for a year, then by all means, get a bigger bike.
Yeah,
but until you learn how to ride correctly for a year, don't do that. You will get...
But it's still their choice. If they have never ridden a bike and still want to go out and buy a 2000 Ducati, they can do that. Nothing stops them from doing that.
But this is what I try to tell people. Look, if you want to learn how to ride, go get a $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 bike to learn how to ride on. Do not go and get a $20,000 super bike.
What you say. People don't give a shit what the dude at the Sprint store says.
There's plenty of great advice in the world, but in the end, people are going to do what they're going to do.
And they're not going to listen. All right, Ed, for final thoughts, I'd like to say. Gomer, final thoughts.
I don't really have one. Let's just finish this conversation. What you're saying is that educating people will make them more responsible. What I'm saying is people do not want to be educated. They don't want to hear from the minimum wage asshole at the Sprint store how to take care of their phone. They don't want to hear when I'm going to buy a Ducati, some dude giving me a safety tip. Screw you, safety guy. What the hell are you driving? People are arrogant assholes who don't give a shit. And those people deserve to have their phones hacked and deserve to have their shit stolen.
But you know
they do. If you're not going to take the responsibility to learn your shit on your own, you deserve to have your shit screwed up.
Once say, yeah, we shouldn't care how the celebrity lost weight. We shouldn't care how Oprah Winfrey lost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
We should care how the minimum wage a-hole working at McDonald's lost 20 pounds, because Oprah Winfrey can afford somebody to bat cakes and pies out of her hand.
I don't think it has to do with rich people, though, either.
No, I
think the hack shows you rich people are not immune from being stupid and irresponsible. Everybody is going to be stupid and irresponsible when it comes to something. But if they're going to do so with something where they have their credit cards and every piece of personal information they've ever had on themselves, they deserve to have their life stolen. They deserve to have their life.
They use the same password for everything.
But there's some people that have, no matter what
they do, have that come out.
The more the default for you to be vulnerable, that's the default. It didn't used to be the default for you to be susceptible to being hacked.
Well, that's because the networks weren't as robust.
For you to be, so
and it's not the default to be hacked. Most people have not been hacked.
To be vulnerable to it.
Well, yes, you're talking right out of the box. Okay, when you open your iPhone, you are more vulnerable than when you go in and make the settings change.
If you have a PlayStation, you're more vulnerable to being hacked.
But
you
know, the openness,
all these devices.
Yeah, but the openness of the device helps the retailer, helps the person selling
it. Does. So we as
buyer beware, baby. Buyer beware.
Should be
it's
more
been going
aware.
On forever. Buyer beware.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how many people do you know who don't have a car been in a car wreck?
None.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Very few.
Well, that's not necessarily
not behind
true.
The wheel. People who don't drive do not get in car accidents. They may be
some.
In them, but they do not get
there's
in them.
There's some who drive and get into car accidents because they stole somebody's car.
Well, if the person
especially
is
a teenager,
non-drivers rarely get in an at fault. Car accident.
Well, no, some people can grab the wheel.
How many people who refuse to drive have wrecked a car?
Yeah. Look at Hulk. He's caused so many car accidents.
And use them as gloves.
All right. Any other final thoughts?
No, I'm good.
Read Secret Wars. Skip Convergence. Skip Convergence.
All right.
It's going to be
It's
terrible.
Only a month. I'll
final
it.
Thoughts. Yeah. Final thoughts. Final thoughts. Anybody?
Counting down to Secret Wars.
All right.
Yeah, I can't wait. You don't have a secret. You don't have a final thought, Josh?
I'm trying to word it correctly.
I think his brain just died.
No, I'm trying to word it correctly. Just go around the table.
No. We already skipped you.
Sorry.
Your brain is broken.
Fine. You want to be that way? I'm going to do this.
You are broken.
One. People need to educate themselves more about the stuff they buy and about the choices they make.
About everything. In the information age, ignorance is a choice, man.
Yeah, ignorance is a choice, but it should not be a requirement. We should up the standards for things.
Like, you're making people listen to stuff?
No, what I'm saying is... No, what
things
I'm saying,
must be better. Yeah, okay. Final
that's
thought
what
accepted.
Saying. Things must be better.
All right. Yeah, things must be better.
Don't
just
final thought people are stupid. Your thought, final thought is they shouldn't be. All right, what is your final thought?
I'm a gummer. People are stupid.
All right, Heather.
My husband says that everyone is stupid and he hates stupid people, so I'm with him.
All right. Here's the final thought. If you've gone all day without meeting an asshole, you are the asshole. All right. Have a wonderful day. Check us out next week. Geeks of the Square Table. Come see us live at Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee. OutrightGeekery.com, ComicCity2.com, Facebook.
Facebook,
Outright Geekery.
Larry cannot talk today.
Yeah!
Goodbye!
I'm gonna go to the grocery store.